Maine's high school freshmen this year will make education history in the state. They'll be the first class that needs to meet a new requirement in order to graduate. They'll have to demonstrate that they are proficient in several standards in order to receive a diploma. Tonight, we begin an extended series of reports on how this law is changing the way schools operate. It's called Lessons from Oak Hill. We'll focus on the experiences of RSU 4, northwest of Lewiston. In his first dispatch, Robbie Feinberg visits a high school geography class where learning doesn't happen at just one pace.
All right, so we still had to finish this, didn't we?
When you walk inside Chad Druin's freshman geography class at Oak Hill High School, the first thing that stands out are the sticky notes. Every desk is flagged with either pink, green, or blue. It divides the desks into three distinct groups. Druin explains that the grouping signifies where each of the students are in their learning.
They have to look, okay, where am I? Am I still on the Frere model? If I am, I have to be sitting up here in the front of the classroom in pink. It means that they're slightly behind pace where I want them to be, and I need to be with them close to the front of the room, right here with me, so I can get to them and get them beyond that level.
If they have a green sticky note, Druin says they're right where they're expected to be. And if they're blue,
then that means they're ahead of pace, and they are allowed to take the back of the classroom.
Once class starts, students then pull out a sheet of paper called their personal learning plan. It's a large packet that lays out all of their assignments for about the first 2 months of class. It tracks what they've finished and what they've still got left. Instead of standing at the front of the room lecturing, Druin walks from student to student and checks their progress.
So, we're working on this, and we did that last time, but we've got to get to this, okay?
Druin says he still presents mini lectures and leads discussions. But with this approach, he says, more control is in the hands of the students.
The reason why I like it is because I get to talk to every single student one-on-one, which never used to happen 10 years ago. There would be months going by and I wouldn't have a conversation with a student, so at least this way I'm able to talk to each student a little bit at a time, each day.
Druin says the move toward this new approach actually began about 9 years ago when the state forced districts across Maine to merge. Residents here say the merger of three neighboring towns, Wales, Sebattis, and Litchfield, was difficult. There's not much industry here, mostly farmland occasionally interrupted by an ice cream stand or gas station. Longtime school board member Joan Thomas says the schools long had that same small-town feel.
Well, we didn't quite have the horse and buggy, but we did have, if someone was sick and needed to go home, we had the school secretary would drive them home. We did not have a school bus that came right to the door, but we did have, in the younger grades, a custodian who would pick up the kids in her station wagon.
It was hard for each town to give up local control. Age-old town conflicts had to be pushed aside. But to make the transition easier, the new district, called RSU-4, organized a future search. School officials, teachers, and community members gathered in the middle school gym to talk about what this new district should look like. And they talked about major issues, such as why students weren't keeping up with the rest of the state on standardized tests in English and math, and why many kids were dropping out.
It's hard to argue with, once you see the data, that we need to do a better job. Having 40 to 60% of our kids not be successful, that couldn't be acceptable. I think it's a product of the system that was created over 120 years ago.
Jim Hodgkin was superintendent at the time. He says that old system, the grade levels, the A through F grading system, it would all have to go. And at about the same time, the State Department of Education was promoting a version of proficiency-based education called customized learning, which placed an emphasis on students learning at their own pace. Hodgkin says in RSU-4, grades are now mostly gone from report cards, replaced with a 1-4 system in which 3 is the target and means the student understands the subject.
That's the mindset change, is changing that whole thing from a factory model approach to a it's your education, own it.
There was also the hope that less and less kids would fall through the cracks.
Joan Thomas says the school board saw the appeal of these changes and believed that kids would embrace it as well.
And they would stay in school. They would know that, I'm not that dumb. I can pick this up. Or something would click with them that would interest them.
Over the next few years, the school hired consultants to show them some of these strategies and work with teachers to help them design lessons and standards kids needed to know. Some liked it, and some didn't.
People who weren't on board left. I invited them to leave. I was happy to see them leave. A lot of times, really good, popular teachers that ended up leaving as a result of the change in philosophy.
Today, the results of that change look different across the district. Some teachers have embraced much of it. At Oak Hill High, you'll see standards posted on classroom walls, telling students what the learning goal is on any given day. But the customized part with student pace, many teachers have abandoned that approach or never embraced it in the first place. Oak Hill's principal, Marco Aliberti, doesn't think that's a bad thing, though. He says this work has let teachers figure out what works for them and let them collaborate.
We're in fully, and yeah, we're going to take the steps necessary to make that change because it's the right thing to do, not because necessarily the law tells us to do it.
So this is where Hawaii is going.
Don't forget New Zealand.
Back in Chad Druin's geography class, freshmen Matt Crowley and Cora Lynch say the new classroom strategies can sometimes be more confusing than helpful. But they say they like the extra attention from their teacher. Sometimes they say it's actually almost too much.
I kind of like when he comes over and just says, get to work, because I will talk to Cora all day just about stupid stuff, and he'll come and interrupt and get us right to work.
Yeah, it's kind of, it can get, like, aggravating sometimes. Like, we are working, but then we're talking, and, like, we just need to do our work, I guess.
And Druin believes it's making a difference. Across the school, students who fall behind in class end up on something called the behind pace list, which is sent out to students and parents. In Druin's class, however, few students ever end up on the list. Druin says that's made him a believer.
I think people have asked me, so if we went away from proficiency-based education, you know, what would your classroom look like then? And my answer has been, it would look the same now. I couldn't go back to what I was doing before.
Beginning this year, though, Oak Hill High is trying even more structural changes across the school, including new interventions that it hopes will help every student meet the state's new graduation standards. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And we'll hear more about those changes over the next few months as part of our ongoing series, Lessons from Oak Hill. Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.